He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and, of course, in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona home studio, too. And tonight we have an amazing show for you. It's number 252. We've been at this almost 6 years now. It's a long time. But there's a lot of people who've been at this a lot longer than me, but we'll catch up. We'll catch up eventually. In any event, I have some crazy apps for you. I have an insane gadget. You're not going to believe this thing. And I have some outrageous outrageous hacking news that I think you'll all be interested in. Of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do try to answer all my email, and I love hearing from you. I also post a lot on YouTube. The other thing that I'll tell you about our website is that it's dynamic. It's called a dynamic website, and basically we change this frequently. You can go right on the website and watch the show. We have all our prior episodes posted, and we also have what I think, I hope, is an interesting Facebook page. And on my Facebook page, you will notice that I have all kinds of fresh, updated articles and videos. Right here, you'll see a video of an interview that I did at NAB just recently in Vegas with the Emerson Network Power People, and I'm starting to post these. Here's another one from New Blue FX, and here's yet another one from the Mini Mixer from MXL. They have a fascinating piece of equipment, and we'll do a whole episode on that sometime soon. So I'd like to start off tonight showing you this gadget that I have, and the gadget is made by I'm not sure who it's made by, but it's called Flex Cable 2, and essentially what it is it's a device that will act as a stand and or a tripod for your iPhone. It's only for the iPhone 5 and 6 currently, and this is what it looks like. It's a very strange device, to say the least. This will bend, it's pretty simple, in any direction that you put it. One end is a simple USB port. The other end is going to go into your iPhone. And essentially what happens is if you plug this into your iPhone, it acts as an extender and or a holder or a charger. So I'm going to plug this in right now. And it's not flexible enough that you can just bend it to put in, so it's going to stay fairly rigid. So that's how the phone actually attaches. It's not for anything larger than a phone. And then this piece here will either go into your laptop or whatever charging device you so desire, and it will charge your phone and also act as a flexible stand. It does come with a charging device. This is nothing more than a cigarette lighter plug-in, which gives you a USB charging port on it, nothing more, nothing less. And it comes with these two adapters, I guess I'll call them adapters. This one has glue on the back, tape that has glue on it, and a little slot. And this slot essentially, I'm going to pull the phone off for a second, this slot essentially attaches there, and this piece here, which is curved a little bit, it snaps on here. And what that will do is kind of give it a backing, the phone when you put it on, a backing so it won't tip over. And that's how this works. So in theory, what they want you to do is plug this into your cigarette lighter, plug this portion into your cigarette lighter, the USB part, and then this will stand up pretty high with the phone on top of it with this back piece. If you let it alone and have it flexible like this, the first bump you hit or the first knock that you put on this, this phone's gonna go flying off. Even with this supposedly lock or steadier, arm steadier on, it's not very solid. I will tell you that in a car. In fact, it's pretty bad. So that's the first thing that I don't like. The second thing that's really strange about this, you don't have to plug this in. You can just use this as a stand. So you bend it kind of like that, and you tip this back like so, and then you'll put your phone on here, and I'll try it again. You know what's going to happen. It's going to fall off, I'll bet. Okay, so there you go. I have tried this about 10 different times. If you put the phone on slow and don't breathe, it holds it. But any type of movement whatsoever, this thing is totally useless. I do not like it. I do not recommend it. If you are interested in this, and this is what boggles my mind, you can pick this puppy up at Amazon for $28, $28.99, and I cannot believe that they're gonna charge that kind of money for this literally hunk of junk, and this is just my opinion. If you want to spend a little bit less, a little bit mess, that's about it. If you want to spend a little bit less, there's another place called Mob Stub, and they're selling this for $14. At $14, I don't know if I'd still take a chance on buying it. One of the things that I have found out for sure with this device is that you really have to use this without a case. So any kind of case that you would have on your iPhone, whatever it is, take it off. You'll stand a little bit better chance of the phone balancing, if you will, without a case. If you have a case, forget it. So the bottom line with this is I feel it's close to totally useless. It's a very solid, flexible piece of metal that they did it. However, the mounting portion of the top with your phone is just horrible, and it really doesn't keep the phone steady. So I unfortunately do not recommend it at all. All right, let's get on to some more fun stuff. Hey, I take the good, the bad, and the ugly, and everything that comes with that. So let's go on to some more interesting things. And here is some hacking news that I think you'll find interesting. You recognize that picture, of course. That's Miss Hillary Clinton and the hacker, Guccifer. And you can read all about this. I am not making this up. Has many times hacked into Hillary's unsecured server when she was a Secretary of State, and there's a bunch of articles on the internet about that. I'm not going to make any comments other than to tell you that I will post this article in the show notes, and you can read for yourself. It's a pretty eye-opening piece, to say the least. And crawling right along here, here's another fascinating story. This is definitely true. It's probably all over the internet. I'm sure you can find this story. But Instagram was hacked by a 10-year-old who won a $10,000 prize for finding a way to delete comments. So it's a great story about this kid who hacked in, 10 years old, and they gave him 10,000 smackers for doing this. And if a 10-year-old did it, not to belittle being 10 years old, but kid's pretty sharp. But the truth of the matter is, it's not that difficult to do. If you know a little bit about hacking, you can probably hack anything, as they are certainly doing now. So that's an interesting article. And then another comment that I'll make is, if you've ever wanted to go to the national parks, this is a great way to do it. This is a YouTube video, and you'll actually get to see 59 parks in 1 minute. So they show a picture of every national park, and it's a very cool video, and I kind of like that. So check that out. I'll put it in the show notes. Now, today we have some interesting news. This one is very scary. Hacking news again, but this is frightening. Millions of email names, passwords were hacked in a giant breach, this report says. More than 250 million, that's with an M, 250 million email usernames and passwords have been breached and are being used by Russia's criminal underworld. And this is the biggest ever U.S. data breach. It hits 100 million people with bank accounts. This is the second, another additional breach, and you can read all about this on this Mashable page, which is just an insane bit of information here about how these people managed to hack in. But can you imagine a data breach of 100 million people? It's bad enough that 250 million people had their usernames and passwords compromised. So it's likely that you were one of those 250 million people. So as a routine operation, I would always recommend that you change your password at this point every 2 weeks. I used to say once a month, but if you want, you could change it once a week. But it's just totally out of control, and I guess it is what it is. So let's take a look at the next piece of freebie software. This is a very cool program. This particular program is to give you a map, if you will, and this is both good for the iOS and also for your Android, And you can walk around the house if you want to use your laptop. But what this will do is you'll boost your Wi-Fi with NetSpot. And what this does, as you can see, is it gives you a diagram in color as to where your hot spots are, where you have the best signal and the worst signal. And you can actually move your router around to make the signal stronger and then observe it on this little app. So it's kind of a neat app. As I mentioned, this is also good for Android. This is called NetSpot to visualize, manage, troubleshoot, audit, plan, and deploy your wireless network. So check that out. It's free, and it works quite well. I tried it both in the office, in the studio, and in my home, and it really worked well. I was very impressed with it, so that's kind of neat. And here we have an app. I think you're all going to enjoy this. It's called iCheapskate, and this is the 35 best free apps for your iPad and iPhone. I guarantee you, if you scroll through this, you will find something that you will like, and you can't beat the price. It's free, so definitely check that out. And rolling right along here, here's another app that I just recommended last week for a friend of mine. She was having all kinds of troubles with her scanner, the software. So she didn't want to spend any money, which is a normal thing. And I found this app, and I tested it out. Works real, real well. It's put out by SoundForge, and it's called NAP-S2. And this is a documenting software for your scanner. And you can scan it in, and it will work with any Wayne or Twain type of driver, any type of a compatible Twain or Wayne driver it will work with. And essentially, it will make a PDF, a TIFF, a JPEG, a PNG, pretty much whatever type of file you want. What's also nice of this is if you speak a foreign language, it offers you 30 different languages to choose from. So it's very robust. You can rotate, crop, rearrange your scan pages. It will make a direct email of a PDF for you, which is very handy, very convenient. So this is a nice little addition if you want an easy piece of software to use that's 100% free. I would definitely recommend that, no question about it. And now, for my last app of the day, this is an awesome app. This is the best app I've come across in a couple weeks. I am a radio nut. I've always liked listening to the radio from the time I was a little kid and listened to Amos and Andy. I guess I'm dating myself here. I love old-time radio. I still listen to it. It just fascinates me, and I really enjoy it. But I also stay awake a lot every night listening to WBZ in Boston and WPRO in Providence, Rhode Island, and all over the world. I just enjoy hearing what's going on. I also listen to a couple Toronto stations, which I find very interesting. In any event, this is called Next Radio. And what this will do is it will give you live and local radio wherever you are. And they have a fascinating video here. And this app will work for both the iOS, and I think by the time you see this, it will work on the Android too. But it's a totally free app at this point in time. And it's really very robust, very cool, and check this video out. I won't take the time to run it here, but it runs on a stream, but it takes up very little data as it's streaming, so and also less battery power. So there's a whole complete article on this, and again, this will be in the show notes. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. I hope you enjoyed this evening's show. I enjoyed bringing it to you, and I will see everyone next Thursday evening on The Gadget Professor Show. So long, everyone.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.